From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 11, 2011. This week, we feature a song about one of Virginia's major rivers and about a major part of that river's history. Have a listen for about 35 seconds.
Government and the spawning fish conspired to blow the dam. When the whole town came together, concrete couldn't stand. And now the Rappahannock will forever run so free. All the way from Chester Gap, no boundaries to the sea. For a man can only hold a piece of earth for a lifetime. Water leaks through fingers, can't hold it at all. I love the Rappahannock, and its waters running free. Rapids of this river, that's where I want to be.
You've been listening to part of Rappahannock Running Free by Bob Grauman on his 2008 CD, Mostly Live. The complete song relates some of the history of human changes to the Rappahannock River, from a short-lived canal system in the 1800s to construction of Embry Dam in 1910 for power generation, and finally to the historic breaching of Embry Dam in 2004. Following Embry's removal, the Rappahannock now flows unobstructed for over 180 miles from its Blue Ridge headwaters to the Chesapeake Bay, making it the longest free-flowing river on the East Coast. The years-long effort to open the Rappahannock parallels removals nationwide of over 800 dams, and counting, that are obsolete or unsafe and whose removal enhances aquatic systems or recreation. According to the organization American Rivers, 60 dams in 14 states were removed in 2010, including Riverton Dam on the North Fork Shenandoah River in Warren County, Virginia. Thanks to Mr. Grauman for permission to use this week's music. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.